Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 752.
Today, Tim asks,
when you go back to an old, incomplete project, what are some ways that you get psyched for it?
Well, after walking around for a couple of days and beating myself up for not finishing it and hoping there's some way I can avoid rereading it just to get back into it, and generally wasting time because, oh, it's not finished yet, I sit down and reread it. And then when I hit the end, I keep going. And if I can't keep going, I go back and I read it again and find the place where it went off the rails and then fork it at that point and head off in a new direction. Not the world's most complicated answer, but...
You have one slight variation on that, in that if this is a project that you have done any of in audio, you will listen to the audio of it.
That's true. I will always listen to the audio because I am majorly dyslexic, and so I process things a lot better coming in auditorially than when they're typed. So, yeah. And actually, the audio, especially if it's performed well, does really help me get into the voice. Voice is a really big thing for me. It's like my thing as a writer.
Mm-hmm.
It's voice discipline. So, if I can find the voice, that's almost more important than finding the story.
Yeah.
Because the story will come through as soon as I put the voice on.
Yeah. And the distinguishing feature from one series of yours to another is the voice. Like, you cannot write the... Antithesis series.
CobraCon series now.
Right, the CobraCon series. You can't write the CobraCon series if you're in Lantham headspace, and you can't write Lantham if you're thinking in Suave Rob's voice.
That would be hilarious.
That would be really weird.
Lantham is Suave Rob, or Suave Rob is Lantham.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever want to hear that.
Because, like, dude, there were clues and stuff.
Actually, the thought, now that you mention it, A high adrenaline junkie surfer kid in modern San Francisco as a PI would be hilarious.
I had the same idea. You know, making like Suave Rob's great-great-grandfather do a cameo in Lantham or something. And have him be the same kind of guy, too. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's beautiful and terrible. I hope someday you get to get to it.
Me too. So anyway, there you go, Tim. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.